Even though the percentage and absolute numbers of women in our programs are increasing, we are still concerned. Women make up about 15% of our undergraduate program. The national average is approximately 18%. One thing that we place a big emphasis on in the college is student development. By student development, we mean professional development, everything that occurs outside of the classroom. This is being led by our external advisory board, which includes 35 to 40 industrial members who are typically CEOs, CTOs, executive VPs in major companies. And over the last year, we've had over 275 companies hire our engineering students for internships and permanent jobs. The next few slides show a sample of the companies that have hired our students. Some of these companies have hired one or two students, while others have hired 10, 20, or more. The companies include industry leaders based here in Chicago as well as around the country. Since our students have studied in Chicago, many have a strong desire to work in Chicago. Our faculty believe that getting meaningful employment is an extremely important outcome for our students. Companies recruit our students because they are well-educated, smart, and hardworking. They have experienced UIC's very diverse community, making them capable of solving problems for a diverse world. And I'm very, very confident in telling companies that I talk to that I'll match our students against students from any university in the country. They're absolutely outstanding. And the other thing to mention on that is also engineering careers are great careers to really pull people up the economic ladder. These are very good jobs with lots of advancement potential. Now, if we look at our placement rates in more detail, we did a May 2012 graduation survey and then a follow-up 6 months later. 73% of our students were employed within 6 months. 14% were accepted into graduate school, so 13% after 6 months were still seeking employment. If you drill down a little bit more in these numbers, 84% of the students that had one or more internships were employed within 6 months, and 100% of the students that had two or more internships were employed within 6 months. So you can see how key internships are. Now, the other thing about internships is the most difficult internship to get is your first internship. It comes early in your academic career. You don't have experience on your resume. So what we're trying to do is find a way to get more and more students that first internship early so they can graduate with at least two internships, which is our goal as a college. So beginning for students coming in the fall of 2013, and this is applicable to every student, we're going to provide a guaranteed paid internship program. If students meet this criteria, 24 UIC semester hours with a GPA of 3.0 or greater, complete Math 180, which is Calc 1 with a B or higher, complete one additional course, which is dependent on their program, and participate in our Engineering Student Success Program, we will guarantee them an internship. And these internships will be between a mix of industry and university research labs. On the UIC side, which will probably be a little bit lower paid internships, we're going to guarantee them 8 weeks at 32 hours per week at $10 an hour. So and this would be a great experience for them and hopefully get some interested in research. And we'll place many, many of these in industry and also on the university side. These internships will almost certainly be paid for out of our research grants. So we're very excited about that. I want to tell you in the last couple minutes here about our bioengineering department, which very recently, in 2011, engineering used to own 100% of bioengineering. We decided as an engineering college, we'd rather own 50% of one of the top programs in the country rather than 100% of just a very good program, which was still a very good program. So beginning in August of 2011, bioengineering is now under both engineering and medicine. And this is modeled after top programs in the country at Georgia Tech, Hopkins, Stanford, University of Washington, and a few others. The department head, which I believe is a first for the U of I system, reports to both deans. And the overall goal here is to develop the UIC bioengineering program into one of the very top bioengineering departments in the country. New resources have been added into the department from both medicine, engineering, as well as from the campus. And these are some of the other parameters that will be increasing. We'll increase research expenditures